Welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is an uplifting show based on a few life stories, faith, and a lot of years of experience on this earth. It's a show that will bring inspiration and hope to all who have ever felt something in this life that does not seem fair or possible. Let's begin.
Hello and welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is episode number 18. I am vacationing in Sarasota, Florida, finishing up week number 2. I honestly can't remember the last time I had the luxury of vacationing for 2 full weeks. And different family members have come and gone and rotated in and out during that time. My kids just returned from a walk on the beach, and what they did reminded me of the story of the seashell, or rather the starfish. And I'm sure you've heard the story. It's the story of a little boy who picked up a starfish and threw it back into the ocean. And someone came along and said, "What are you doing? There are so many that have washed ashore. What difference does it make?" And he said, "Well, it makes a difference to the one I just threw back in." And Caroline had this great video of all these different seashells and mussels that had washed ashore, and how her brother Evan was throwing them back in because he could see that they were alive and that the seashells were moving. Isn't that why we're all here? It's to make a difference. Well, I've got some great stories from our vacation. I left Buffalo because I certainly wanted to get out of the cold, and I wasn't expecting a natural disaster to take place down here. And coming up, Caroline will give us the story of how a tornado passed us by and missed us by 300 feet. I don't know when the last time you really had fun was, but you have to allow yourself to have some fun. And that's what we've done on this vacation. I have a funny video on my Instagram account, which is PoodleWalker1, the number one, of my husband trying this, I don't know what you call it, a Trekkie, scooter type, trike. It kind of feels like you're skiing and skating at the same time. He had so much fun. Vacations are a chance just to reexamine and reevaluate your life and focus on what's important, what matters, gain a perspective, see how other people live, just get out of that feeling of being on autopilot. I love looking at the homes down here, the shades of the homes, the colors, the oranges and the blues and the greens and the turquoise. I feel very much alive. I see God's glory in the manatees and the palm trees, the sea turtles and all the beautiful foliage and flowers. I move more. I'm swimming an hour a day. I'm in the hot tub. I'm in the salt water. And I get along with everyone. Little things that drag us down aren't here. You just live more simply, and you're with all your favorite things in your closet. And you're not weighed down by any complications or distractions. You're friendlier. You meet people. You have fun. You try new foods. I mean, my goodness, we're on our 3rd key lime pie. I'm not mentioning who's eating the most. So yes, all of these things, just feeling more alive, doing new things, getting by with a lot less stuff, strengthening your relationships by having these shared experiences, exercising more, being more physical. Those are some of the main benefits to me to going on vacation. And of course, relaxing and napping. I love it all. And what a reminder that your kids won't be kids forever and to have a tradition. And I guess it's no coincidence that this was our family vacation spot, started by my parents when I was a little girl, and it continued when my children were growing up, and how wonderful it was that Natalie came down here every year, and how coincidental it was that the Richmond Spiders came down here all 4 years during her training trips, and that I came down and was able to host a dinner for all of the swimmers during her 4 years. Thank you for that opportunity. Thank you, God, for that opportunity to be down here. I really don't think was a coincidence at all. Well, we had a lot of fun down here, but we did have that tornado, and Caroline is going to tell us about it. And if there's one thing I know, it's that we don't have control over really anything at all. But we should always be prepared and stay calm and share what we learned to others. So, I introduce to you Caroline.
My name is Caroline, and I am here to share our story of this tornado that hit Siesta Key on Saturday night. What actually was happening is my brother Evan and I were flying in that night, and when we landed in Tampa, and when we drove to Sarasota, it just started sprinkling a little bit, nothing bad at all. And we checked the weather before we went to bed. We got in around 6 o'clock or 6:30 at night. And by the time I got back to Siesta Key, it was almost 9 after we stopped and ate something. And we checked the weather because we wanted to see what it would be in the morning. And they said, oh, chance of thunderstorms at night. So we all went to bed, and we all were awoken. And not to say that we're a very close family or anything, but there are two queen beds in the room. So my mom and I were sleeping in one bed, and Evan was in the other. We had the windows open because we're from Buffalo, and it felt so good to get fresh air that wasn't nipping at your skin every chance it got. And we were woken up by the extreme thunder and lightning that was almost like strobe lights. And on top of that was just buckets of water pouring in through the windows we had open onto our suitcases. So then we look at our phones to kind of see what time it is. And all of a sudden this alert comes up, this beeping emergency alert, tornado warning in your area. Now we were aware that a tornado watch was way less severe than a tornado warning. So we're kind of like, oh my gosh. So we try to look out the window. You can't see a thing except palm trees flying. Well, they weren't flying. They were swaying. They held their ground pretty well here at the Siesta Dunes. But the wind, you couldn't see anything. It was just gray, and then lightning. And the sounds of the wind were very harsh. So we closed the window, obviously, after we noticed our clothes were all soaked. And we just kind of hung tight for a little bit. And then there was this enormous whoosh of wind that none of us had ever heard before, and it was terrifying in the sense that it wasn't stopping. It was just rolling. It seemed closer and closer. So we're all laying there. I'm like, well, let's just get up. So what I always learned for tornadoes is to kind of go to the lowest area of your house, so away from windows, and you feel vulnerable here as you're kind of stuck in one level. And with these open concept condos, I mean, they're great when you have great weather, but when you don't, you're kind of wondering where is the safest place. So we went into, there's another bedroom here, kind of more toward the front of the condo where there's a walk-in closet, which is directly in the center of the condo. So we all went there. And in the meantime, while we're walking there, the power goes out. So hope your cell phones were charged, because mine wasn't, but just forgetting information about what was going on. So we found candles, lit them, went into the closet, and we said a couple of prayers, and we asked Natalie to be with us, and we all stayed calm. And with the lit candles and such a small room, we had adequate lighting to read a couple stories. So Evan and I kind of took turns of reading chapters just to distract our mind from what was going on, because it's a scary, when you think about that a tornado might be right next to you, I mean, what can you really do? And, you know, you're reading things on the internet about, oh, take action. And you're like, what do we do to take action? So we figured that was our best action to take, was just to be with each other and to be calm. And we had this sincere feeling of gratefulness that we were all together, and that we weren't traveling, and that we were safe in that moment, and together we all felt safe. So then, you know, we kept reading that the tornado warning was extended until 5 a.m. and this was all happening around 3, so it's hard to kind of settle yourself back down and go back into a sleep. But as the hours of the morning got later, we were able to fall back asleep until about 8. And at that point when we woke up, there was a sun out and there were tree limbs all over, and we went outside and we saw that there was extreme damage done to the condominium next to us, only about 300 yards away, where their entire roof was ripped off and windows were smashed in and cars were damaged. And we just all kind of looked at each other and we're so grateful that we were safe. And in all seriousness, the extent of that tornado is very devastating on a lot of real estate, but no one in Siesta Key was hurt. And it just gave us all a wake-up call of how fragile our lives are. And no matter how much we think, like where we think a place is perfect, it really isn't. And disasters can happen anywhere, any time in your life. And what we took away from it is the best thing you can do is stay calm and trust in each other and trust in the Lord, and things will work out the way that they're meant to work out. And Evan and I had just come from Buffalo that was hitting with a snowstorm, and there we're all prepared for it. We all have our winter kits in our cars, and we keep our gas tanks full, and we have everything that we'd possibly need to survive being stuck there with hand warmers in the car and extra batteries. And you come down here, you don't expect anything to happen. So you never want to be a paranoid person about thinking, oh, what if this happens? What if that happens? But I think the responsible thing to do for everyone is just to stay prepared. And that can happen with anything in life. And from my mom's podcast and blog, and we've all worked together throughout this past year and a half of really maintaining good relationships with people, because shocking things can happen all the time. And you never know, like, if someone was here on vacation and had gotten hurt, it would have been terrible if their life wasn't in check, or their relationships were not where they were, that they at their peak, at what they wanted them to be. Were they in touch with all of their family? You know, were all of their relationships reconciled? And I think that that's what we also took away from it. I think our family, if anyone knows, that everything can change in an instant. But as a reminder to us again, we learned that lesson again of how fragile and how much we really don't have control of our life. But it was a great experience in our family bonding. And Evan and I were taking a walk this morning, and we said some people slept right through it, but we didn't. But we don't regret anything. We did the safe thing for us, and it made us feel better. And we made it through, and we made it through a stronger family. So we are very grateful for that. And we are grateful for everyone listening to our story and making sure we are okay. And we're happy to share it with you.
Thank you, Caroline. The best thing about being on this vacation was realizing something I already knew. What two incredible young adults I have. Sincere, loving, true. You know, the relationships I've made during this vacation have also been wonderful. I like to start my day with going to Mass at 8 a.m., and I've met a lovely woman, very faith-filled, and we've had breakfast together. I've met my friends. My sister's friend. I've met my sister's friend's son, and I'm meeting a friend from high school also later on this week. So keep your faith strong, keep your family tight, keep your relationships flowing. And remember, no matter where you go, no matter where you are on this earth, no matter how beautiful it is, no place is perfect. No place at all. The only place that's perfect is eternity. Thank you for listening to Sincerely Trish.
Thanks for listening to Sincerely Trish. Each and every Tuesday, a new show is aired on PoodleWalker.com. Lead by example, live to inspire, and let your light shine.